The business of selling Americans gastric sleeves and artificial knees began at Managua's Hospital Metropolitano about a year ago. And the woman responsible is Arlen Perez.
This is the MRI. There's a patient right now.
As Perez walks the bleach-white hallways, she explains why this new project to draw foreign customers to Nicaragua's capital is hard work.
The educated patients won't take risk.
Metropolitano opened in 2004 with the backing of the Pelas family, arguably the most influential business titans in all of Nicaragua. Recently, the hospital became the country's first to get a coveted international certificate, which ensures the building and its doctors meet safety standards. Without its high-powered family name and that stamp of approval, the medical tourism project might have a hard time getting off the ground. As it is, Perez says only 10 patients a month come from the U.S. and Canada.
We're trying to get 50 patients per month. We believe that's a good number for the following 2 years at least.
Metropolitano is starting out with ads targeting Latinos in the U.S. The basic message is that a hip replacement might cost $25,000 in the States.
Here we do it for $9,000.
The hospital is trying to sink its teeth into an industry that's spreading across the globe. The accounting firm Deloitte predicted more than 1.5 million Americans would travel outside the U.S. for medical care last year. Places like Mexico and Costa Rica have long been popular, but Nicaragua has more or less been off the map.
So the nice thing about the medical tourism is that they're here for a week or so, and of course that's a more profitable situation for me as the owner.
The industry is inching into American Mike Quinn's business, too. His bed and breakfast doubles as a working farm and has views of a sometimes smoldering volcano. Quinn has teamed up with the Metropolitano. Some patients go straight from its OR to Quinn's hotel. Recently, a man with a brand new knee.
He couldn't walk around too much, but he could certainly get in that pool and just relax in that kind of gravity-free environment, and that felt really good for him.
Quinn sees enough growth potential that he's invested $3,000 to build a new concrete ramp to the pool.
How are they going to get around? You need to have the accessibility.
A few years ago, this could not have happened. A decade of fighting between the U.S.-backed Contras and the socialist Sandinistas crushed Nicaragua's economy. The country still needs better roads, better education, and a stronger judicial system to catch up with its neighbors. But there is promise. According to its central bank, foreign investment here grew nearly 30% since 2008. And that's one reason Nelson Estrada sees an opportunity.
This is one of the most beautiful views that we can have in San Juan del Sur.
Estrada is standing on a mountaintop that overlooks a surfing town and a shimmering Pacific Ocean.
Wow, a dream.
Estrada wants to put a $16 million resort hospital on this mountain, and he has the clout to do it. He comes from a family of three former Nicaraguan presidents, and his sons grew up with a son of the powerful Pelas family. Estrada says he's raised most of the money he needs to break ground. The resort will be a place where foreigners go to get a nose job and then recover in luxury.
You're talking about, you know, wrinkles, the eyes, the, what do you call it, the chins, the breast, augmentation, reduction.
Estrada says every surgeon who works here will be trained in the U.S. If his project gains traction, other investors may join in, opening the market for a wave of American baby boomer retirees to move here for good.
In Spanish, we say, una golondrina no hace verano, which is one particular bird doesn't make summer. If we were alone, and we expect to be alone for a long time, this is not going to work.
There's a model for all this just south of here. From this mountaintop, you can almost see Costa Rica, a country that has figured out how political and economic stability has a way of luring Americans with money. Reporting from San Juan del Sur, Nicaragua, I'm Peter O'Dowd.